Tom Goldman, welcome to the KERA Newsroom.
It is a pleasure, Rick.
So, Tom, you've covered a number of Final Fours. How does this one stack up so far?
Best ever. Next question. Seriously, Kentucky's win over Wisconsin, down to the last second. UConn, the big upset over the overall number one seed Florida. And the games themselves, ebbs and flows, and no one ever getting too far out ahead. Close games, just been tremendous.
And in just about every case, at least last weekend and this weekend, it seemed like the team that you thought couldn't do it did it.
I know. It's no coincidence that the championship game, you have a 7 and an 8 seed.
Right.
And the ones are gone, and the twos are gone, and the threes, and the fours, and the fives, and the six, whatever. They're all gone. And, you know, at the beginning of this, predictions are always hard to come by, but I, along with many sports people, predicted this thing's going to be wide open, and it has been. And you're seeing that to the very end.
So how does AT&T Stadium, where the Cowboys play, how does that stack up as a basketball venue?
Well, let me first say that being a first-time guest there, I had my holy bleep moment when I walked in. Anyone who's walked in there, I mean, just never seen anything like it, let alone the 160-foot-wide video board.
Right.
You know, I think because of the video board, it's okay for basketball, but basketball is innately an intimate game. You know, the players are playing, running around in their underwear,
right,
and we're close to them, and it's a hot and sweaty game, and that's what basketball should be. So I don't think it really works. There are, you know, long periods of quiet. There are long periods of quiet in any basketball game when the
right.
action isn't great. But here, it just gets magnified because it's so vast, and whatever sound there is just gets dissipated. And so I didn't really get a sense of the excitement.
What's your thumbnail take on tonight's game?
It's going to be a great game. There's just no way it can't be. Kentucky has won 5 close games, starting with Kansas State and ending with Wisconsin. But they haven't blown out anyone, and everyone's good. And Connecticut is the stealth team. They have been under the radar, but they are a heck of a team. And it's not just Shabazz Napier, the best point guard in the nation. What they showed in their semifinal win over Florida is their defense is fantastic. Mm-hmm. I can see it going right down to the end. And obviously, if you look at what Kentucky's done, you think, my God, this has to run out sometime. But maybe not. But I will absolutely not predict the outcome.
NPR's Tom Goldman. Tom, thanks very much and have fun at the game tonight.
Thank you, Rick.